You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Mirage. It's the surprising brainchild of the Double Felix Collective, best known for producing local folk and indie records. I spoke with Mirage producer Andy Catlin and rapper Derry G before they hit the stage tomorrow at Bell's Brewery.
We've always been associated with those genres because, like, that's what we were engineering and, you know, we were composing some in that realm, but, really, we have always thought of ourselves as producers and multi-instrumentalists, and hip-hop is kind of the, I would say, the final frontier for people who play a lot of instruments and engineer.
From the depths of the sea, back on the block in the DET, where I made it to the top, ladies love me for...
You know, there's super modern, like, rapping on it, and then there'll be, like, crazy, like, four-part, you know, whatever, Beach Boys-style harmonies by Sam. So really, it's just, yeah, hip-hop gumbo, maybe, is what we go with sometimes. It's just,
It's a mirage. You think you're getting this, but it's something totally different.
Yeah. How do you guys start that songwriting process? Like, where does that begin?
Really, it sounds funny, but it starts at Goodwill. Like, I'm an obsessive thrifter, and pretty much all, I try to make that my distinction as a producer, that I'm not sampling tracks that you've ever heard. So pretty much every weekend, like, my wife and I make the rounds in Kalamazoo to, like, Goodwill and Salvation Army and The New Way and whatnot, and I buy any records that kind of fit a weird criteria I have for, you know, what I want to sample from. So especially, like, weird Latin records and classical music, old film scores. And then we warp and chop up the samples and turn them into our own. But that's kind of the compositional root, is always the sample.
You guys have produced two albums since you've been together, and you've only been together less than a year.
A year.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, how do you stay so prolific?
Grinding, man. You got to want it. If you don't want it, it's not going to happen. So we definitely want it. I feel it as a cohesive group, which is pretty, like, weird to say, because it's like seven of us, and usually with big bands like that don't tend to last long. But with this, like, we have a structure. Like, Andy makes the beat, him and Ben makes the beat, Joel will play bass on it, he dish it out to us as quick as possible, we write what we have to write, he get it to the ladies, hooks are down, they go over it, mix it down, you got a hit. It's a pretty good process. Like, we got Mirage Mondays now, to where we have a track, like, every Monday on Facebook that's released. That's how productive we've been.
It's like working out or playing sports or anything, like, anything else. Like, if you're not in your groove all the time, you know, it gets harder. But if you do it for a couple hours every day, it gets easier and easier, to where it's not even something you think about. Like, I'm pretty confident these days, like, I'm gonna make a beat every single day because I'm in that habit.
Why have hook singers? Talk about them and, you know, what they're bringing to the sound.
Yeah, they do bring, like, that ambient, more so get a woman's point of view of the story that we portray. Because, I don't know, maybe Andy can explain it better than I can, but the ladies, it just brings a change into the song once you hear their voices.
It's a cool addition, like, conceptually and sonically. Like, if you're hearing something really quick and aggressive, and then the end of that is a hook that's this really pristine female vocal, that's just good music.
That was Andy Catlin and Derry G of the Kalamazoo hip-hop band Mirage. To hear the full interview with them, visit our website. Mirage will bring in the new year at Bell's Brewery, along with the Go Rounds and Kansas Bible Company. Mirage goes on at midnight. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.